Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Raising Cane's is the only fuel I need. Their chicken fingers always fill my tank. So when I'm running on fumes, I always refuel at Raising Cane's. But turns out, not everything's fueled by Cane's. Guess the old girl prefers her sauce unleaded. One love.
Time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Friday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen with you. Bill Bush checked out a little earlier. He had to get to an event. He'll be back on Monday. Hour 3 is sponsored by our friends at NEBCO, now hiring at Ready Mixed Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. Thank you. We have had a lot of response from breakers today, from near and far. We appreciate the people on the roll call. Some new breakers today chiming in, Sip.
I know.
And by the way, I want to give you kudos on something.
What?
You had said you thought that Hershey was close to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
How about a half hour away? Is
okay.
That close enough for you?
Yeah.
I'd say that you were dead right in that one.
Well, I mean, I should be. I've been in Harrisburg three, four
times. And the person that lives in Harrisburg said the Hershey tour now sucks because they don't give any free chocolate anymore. They've raised the prices and nothing is given anymore. When I did the tour probably 15 years ago, I walked out full. Like I had so much candy and chocolate, I was full. No longer the case.
That's shocked.
The Hershey factory.
That shocks me that they don't give out the chocolate.
It's really shameful.
And I will tell you this.
You take a tour at a chocolate factory or anywhere, candy factory, you expect to get samples.
Me and you have always low-key butted heads on this when we've never gotten into it, but you've made clear your disagreement. We have that conversation. If you go in and you can get one candy bar, I am apt to get a Hershey's.
It's probably about 61st in my list of candy bars to get.
Really?
Nah, I'll go 31st. Let's go 31st.
Why?
Just want a straight chocolate bar.
Yes. Sometimes I like the almond one too.
That'd be 33rd on the list, below the straight chocolate bar for me. I don't want that.
The chocolate is incredibly good.
It is, but there's many more options better than that.
No. It's either that for me. It's one or two. It's one of two.
No.
It's either Reese's peanut butter cup.
Reese's is number one. Yeah. So you're going from like 1 to 32 all
no,
of a sudden.
No, I'm not. No, it's 1 and 1A for me.
No. We will butt heads on that. No way. There's no way a Hershey bar. You know, when we have this candy dish over here full, oftentimes there's Hershey bars in there. And guess what? When the dish gets low, that's what's left.
I know.
No one's eating them.
No, but it's different because that's because they're the little things.
No, that's
a big bar of chocolate. There's just something beautiful about it. It's a guilty pleasure. It's not something you'd. Jake, I mean this. Once a year. I'll do it.
Maybe I'll get it for Christmas for you this year.
And then if you put it in the
What if I get like the 1 pound bar? You want that big one?
Big
1 pounder?
I used to get those as a kid for Christmas.
I'll get that for you.
Yeah.
I'll write that down.
Loved it.
Before we get to Joel Klatt, quickly, Ohio Husker listening. He says, good morning, guys. My son Joey and the rest of the 12U Lincoln Expos are on our way to Omaha for the AA State Baseball Tournament.
Nice.
Can we get a shout out, please? Yes. Good morning. Good luck to you guys.
It's the Expos?
The Lincoln Expos.
The Lincoln Expos.
Which brings back another rough point in this show's history when I had a Montreal Expos hat that was thieved for a year by you.
Yeah, I just took it over.
And you don't even have regrets about that at all. You did give it back to me. I do have it now.
For some reason, I didn't.
You said it was your hat. I said, no, it's not your hat. That's my hat. You stole my Expos hat. Come on.
I love that hat.
Yeah, so do I. So did I guess. I might give it back to you.
The Expos are heading to Omaha. Hopefully you get good weather. And hopefully you win the thing.
Yes, good luck to
Joey.
Go
win the thing.
Go win it.
Yeah.
464-5685, call or text as always. Joel Klatt. And we're getting close, so close. Every day there's something from Joel Klatt out there about a ranking or an opinion or a thought. Well, this one should make Nebraska fans pretty excited. He was looking at Nebraska as one of the teams that, you know, could be a playoff contender, a first-time playoff team. And he said that going through the schedule, there's a really good chance Nebraska begins 7-1.
He did. He said that exactly.
Now, keep in mind, we know that Nebraska's first game against Cincinnati is a road game. It's neutral site, though, in KC. It's more of a home game. Then you have four straight home games. All the way through early October, you're at home.
His whole premise is, I mean, the whole thing is he puts Nebraska as one of the, what?
One of the 10.
Of 10?
Yes. Illinois is number one in that list.
Nebraska dark horse teams
to make the playoff for the first time.
Right. Now, his premise, I'm going to write this weekend. I hate to kind of blow it on the air.
Your flashlight's on, you know that?
I know. Okay. Because I'm messing on it by design.
Okay.
Because I can't see without it. I think the premise is a little faulty. I like the fact that he's optimistic about Nebraska, but 7-1 is that, and you know, I know what you're going to say. It's faulty in two ways. I think they can beat Michigan. Now he's counting Michigan as a loss, but the games that you and Bill sort of disagree on, I don't think going to Maryland and going to Minnesota, you're coming out of there necessarily with two wins.
I feel good about Maryland. Minnesota, I'm definitely scared about. Maryland, I think, is set in for a pretty rough year.
I do too. I do too, but I still don't think that's an easy trip.
No, I think Nebraska, I'm not going to say wins comfortably, I think they win that game. Minnesota does scare me. That game on October 17th, the Friday night game, you played up there on a Thursday night 2 years ago. Matt Rhule's first game, first year as coach. They blew the game. They were the better team than Minnesota. They dominated. The defense was so dominant in that game. And Jeff Sims had four turnovers that were all at costly times at the goal line, one to go into halftime instead of getting a field goal or a touchdown. And they lose the game 13-10. But that Nebraska was the better team. But still, they know how to beat you. PJ Fleck has Nebraska's number. That game scares me. Maryland's is not.
Nebraska has lost four straight times in Minneapolis. Okay, they've lost four straight times. Now, you know what scenario I could see, Jake?
Hit me.
I could also see the scenario where Nebraska's 7-1, but the loss isn't to Michigan. That's what I could see. That I could see Nebraska beating Michigan, losing to either Maryland or Minnesota. I know people are saying, Sipple, they're not losing to Maryland. I'm saying, I don't know. Do you remember last time Maryland came into Nebraska?
I do.
They won.
Yes.
And I get it. Maryland's down. They're not great, but I just think that trip is difficult. But I could see 7-1 with a loss to one of those teams. So maybe Klatt's right. If they get to 7-1, now the big thing he's saying, yeah, which is interesting, is that the game to watch is USC. He said that's the, like, what he would probably call the swing game.
Yep.
USC
game.
Yes, USC, because he's, what Klatt's doing is counting on Nebraska losing to Michigan, losing to Penn State. You can get in the playoff with only two losses, but you got to beat USC. Obviously you got to beat Iowa. And you got to win at UCLA. See, he's a little more optimistic than I am, is what it comes down to. I don't think it's as simple as his premise, which is they're probably going to lose to Michigan. They're probably going to lose to Penn State. If they beat USC, that's probably a two-loss team, Nebraska. 10-2, and then they make the playoff.
Also, Joel Klatt, for those saying he's picked Nebraska to go 10-2, he's not. He's saying this in this scenario, they could go 10-2. I don't think he has officially put Nebraska at 10-2 as his record this year.
I don't think so.
That's been out there. Oh, my God, Joel Klatt's saying 10-2. No, he's saying that to be a dark horse team, that is the scenario to get there, and it's possible.
Very possible.
With the Penn State loss and somewhere else before that.
He's saying Michigan, a Michigan loss. I hope to God he's right. Because if Nebraska goes into Iowa, to the Iowa game in Lincoln, with a 9-2 record, can you imagine the excitement?
You're playing for, you know, to break some, you know, bad juju from the past against that team in particular. And, oh, by the way, likely clinch a playoff spot.
Can you imagine the excitement?
Yeah.
In Lincoln?
It'd be incredible.
Imagine a chance to stamp your way to 10 wins with a win against Iowa.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
This fan base has showed up through 3-9 records and 4-8 and 5-7 for years, and they've been waiting to have that moment to explode. We had it kind of in 2016 when Nebraska was 7-0. You had, yeah. I think people could tell that was those little
flawed.
It was flawed. It was definitely flawed, and they're waiting for it to unfold, and it did.
It did.
Ohio State game is still horrible to the state, 62-3. But you did. You were 7-0. You had some sort of excitement. The Oregon game was fun that year. That was a bad Oregon team. We learned later on this they went 4-8. But we've been waiting. Mm-hmm. Like, this fan base is ready to explode, and we haven't had the Iowa game mean anything besides, hey, can we make a bowl game? Mm-hmm. It's been too often win this game and we go bowling. Mm-hmm. That's not enough.
No,
that's not good at all.
I'm just thinking about how exciting it would be if Nebraska's 9-2 going into that game, if they beat USC. No, you got, so you beat USC. USC game is November 1. So it was interesting what Klatt said. He said Nebraska doesn't have a bad November. I don't agree with him on that. I think it's a really tough November. November 1, USC.
Yeah.
Then you go into the Rose Bowl to play UCLA. You do get a bye. Then Penn State and Iowa. I think that's November's rough. Really that's rough.
It's been rough for years now.
Yeah, I was surprised that Klatt said November's not that bad. It is pretty bad. It's pretty rough.
That's bad.
Because UCLA beat you last year.
Yeah, that's not a given win. No way.
No. I think he's – now, I can tell you why he's optimistic about Nebraska, because he laid it out. And what he's talking about is he said they were right there. He does that thing that I hate. But he says they were right there in a bunch of games last year. 2-5 and 1-score games. He says, can they turn it around? Yeah, they probably can. He points out all the things we already know. The return of Raiola. Mm-hmm. The fact that it's Matt Rhule's third year. He says, I think they can probably take a little bit of a jump. He said they were pretty good last year, which is true. That they almost had a really good year last year. Again, one score games, blah, blah, blah. But now he says on defense, the front seven must replace some really good players whom I was very impressed with a year ago. He did the Ohio State game, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Joel Klatt?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he saw that game, and he saw those guys up front play really mm-hmm. well. Some of those guys are back. I mean, I just saw Willis McGahee outside.
Yeah, he lives here above the building.
Yeah, McGahee played really well that game. Some of those guys are back. Now, they lost some of them.
You lost quite a bit.
I mean, they did.
You lost, but four players, Jamari Butler, Principal Umon Mielen, Ty Robinson, and Nash Hutmacher. That's big
loss. Huge losses.
Those are four important players.
Pretty important, or really important in some cases. But he says, again, they have a real shot to be 7-1 in their first eight games going into November. And that's, God, they do, though. They really do. I mean, when you break it down, I could just see a scenario where the one loss going into November is not to Michigan, it's to somebody else.
Minnesota.
Yeah. The at Minnesota, but, at Maryland double is tough. It's tougher than people think.
But here's the deal. If the one loss was to Minnesota, that means you got to 7-0, right?
Yeah.
6-0.
6-0. That'd be great.
6-0.
Yeah, I don't want it to be to Minnesota. Why? Because I think Nebraska's better than them. Don't lose to teams you're... I mean, the one thing Nebraska has done a good job of over the years is losing to teams they're better than. I mean, don't do that.
But this is why, again, I know we'll hit this over the next month hard. I'm still concerned about that Cincinnati game.
Of course, you should
because
be.
Because we oftentimes we look and say, wow, this schedule sets up for Nebraska. It's set up for Nebraska for a couple of years now.
Right.
In 2019... Mm-hmm. It set up for Nebraska, and mm-hmm. they blew it. Last yeah. year, they made a bowl game, but they blew a pretty gettable schedule last year.
I know. Listen, I know. I'm amazed. I was
Cincinnati.
Amazed. I was sort of amazed. I didn't say much the other day when we had the conversation about, do you feel increased trepidation about Nebraska's game against Cincinnati? All I was thinking the whole time is, of course. Why would you feel that that's some sort of yeah. walkover? Did you miss the Riley Frost era completely?
BYU, Illinois, Northwestern right. off the bat.
I mean, this program hasn't been very
Minnesota.
Good for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, I always think about the opposing fans, like Cincinnati, if they were listening to us, would be like, what do these guys talk about? They're talking about like it's Nebraska with Tommy Frazier. What? They're, I was talking
or,
the, about,
or that we're Houston Christian as Cincinnati.
Right,
no,
right.
we're not. That we're a Big 12 team.
Yeah, they're a Big 12 team.
Went Nebraska's to the playoff been, 3 years ago.
Nebraska's been
out loud.
Down for a long time now. I mean, I was talking to a coach yesterday who said, Sipple, I talk to players now, you know, the guys, they don't even remember that Nebraska. When he said, yeah. when I tell them Nebraska used to be really good, they're like, really?
When?
Really?
In the 40s?
Really? They were good? Nebraska was good? So, no, I'm always, no, that, I'm going to cover a game at Arrowhead that I think is going to be a nail biter is what I think. I ain't going to be close.
I agree. It's going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah. You'll be uncomfortable.
I'll have no fingernails left at all.
Most of that night. It's a monumental game. Now, am I picking Nebraska to win? Absolutely. I'm not picking Cincinnati to win, but I don't think it'll be easy.
On the text line, Too Ripped to Quit mm-hmm. chimes in and says, people aren't talking enough about replacing Ty Robinson. You can't just do that. He's going 6-6 with his record this year. 6-6 is Too Ripped to Quit's record. Ty Robinson is getting rave reviews from the Eagles on a team that just won the Super Bowl last
year. I don't disagree.
With a great defense.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that take. Matt Rhule doesn't disagree with that take. Matt Rhule talked about it in one of his last media appearances that, God, I mean, that's a monster loss. Now, what I think is maybe they make up for it there with athleticism on the second and third levels. Nebraska's linebacker crew, Jake, could be really good.
I agree.
Really good, really athletic.
McCullough, Vincent Shavers,
yeah.
Javon Wright obviously is
yeah.
back.
Yeah, those guys. McGahee's
is a great player. Yeah, he was electric last year.
Yeah, McGahee's in that. The Jack position is loaded. And when you talk about having McCullough and McGahee, if those are the Jacks, I mean, along with Jordan Ochoa, McCullough, McGahee, Jordan Ochoa, Maverick Noonan, that position stacked. Shavers, I think, could be a big-time player now. I mean,
he looked like that last year.
25 tackles last year. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets 70 this year. Wouldn't be surprised at all. He stays healthy, which I don't think he's injury prone. Who are we missing in that linebacker core? They brought in a kid from Georgia Southern who I think is going to be really good.
Marquise Watson Trent. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Watson Trent can be a player. I will say this about them. They're really athletic at those positions now. And that it's better. They've gotten better. I wouldn't say that 2 years ago. They weren't that athletic. With that team they took to Ireland, those linebackers weren't very athletic. No. Reimer's athletic kid, he's banged up a lot.
Yep.
But other than that, not athleticism and length.
Looks different in a good way.
Yeah. Look at McCullough and Javon Wright. Just look at that picture. That's 6'5", 230. 6'5", 230. Long and athletic. They're going to put McCullough close to the line of scrimmage. I would hope McCullough is an 8-sack guy. That's why.
That'd be big.
Yeah, he's never done that in his career.
No, it's a lot to ask.
He has four career sacks,
I
think.
Well, it's hard to.
But I think they're going to give him a shot. And hey, Butler, I thought, kind of let down his guard, John Butler, in the spring when he said, we're a very good blitzing team and we're a very good cover team. Man to man. Now, that to me, I just thought of those athletic linebackers. I bet he can roll those guys and get them to the quarterback.
Football's coming soon. It's almost here.
It's beautiful.
Before we get to break, if you are looking for a place to fix your Apple products, we're talking watches, phones, computers, etc. We know a place, don't we?
We do.
We both have been there. Bill has been there also.
Trip.
That place is Computer Hardware in Lincoln, just south of 70th and O, also in Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island. 45 years in business. And we'll see Trip next week here in studio. Next Thursday he'll be here.
He always does a really good Q&A.
He does.
Trip is he's not, I don't know. You know what he's not? I've had IT guys in my previous employer that kind of were
different.
Haughty.
Oh, haughty.
You know, like, kind of like, seriously, you don't know how to do that? Trip's not like that.
Nope.
Now, Trip knows this well, so you might get a little bit of that because we're friends, but Trip is a great guy to deal with.
Go see Trip and the team in Lincoln, just south of 70th and O. Computer Hardware, also Kearney, Hastings, GI. 45 years in operation. When we come back, it's time to eat some jerky from Smoking Gun. God. That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.